Greetings. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Psalm 21 begins, "The King rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give." It is good for Christians to have a steady diet of the Psalms. Why, Joel? Because we read a lot about the King and his victories. And in America, we don't have a king, so the idea of living under a monarchy is somewhat foreign to us. But if you're a Christian, while you may appreciate our form of government, you know that your American citizenship is both secondary and temporary. Every Christian holds to absolute monarchy because King Jesus is King of all. And we don't get a vote on this. Now, when we come to Psalm 21, it would have originally had King David in view, and we should certainly read it in that light. King David rejoicing in the victories the Lord gave him. Yet we should also read it in the light of David's greater grandson, King Jesus, who tells us that all the Psalms find their fulfillment in him, Luke 24:44. And it makes sense that Psalm 21 was pointing forward to a greater king when you read verse 4. "He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever." King David died and was laid in the grave. King Jesus died and was laid in the grave, but then was raised from the dead, and is now seated on the throne next to his heavenly Father in glory. And just as King Jesus rejoiced in the Father granting him length of days, we rejoice in this because of what it now means for us. The fact that our King is risen means that as his subjects, our King will keep us forever. We need not fear death, nor the grave, because we too will be raised to everlasting life. I love how our catechism speaks to how Jesus exercises his kingship for his people. How does Jesus execute the office of a king? Well, King Jesus subdues us to himself, he rules and defends us, and he restrains and conquers all of his and our enemies. I really love verse 7 of Psalm 21. "For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken." This is good news because it describes our lot as much as it does our King's. You see, our lives are made of pretty flimsy material. We're fragile creatures with a limited number of days on earth. Yet our days, each day, moment by moment, in every situation, every circumstance, through dangers, toils, snares, our lives are wrapped up and held fast in the unfailing love of the Most High. Therefore, no matter what we will face going forward, we will not be shaken. Now, Psalm 21 moves then, shifts to a darker tone. Because, well, look around. Many still refuse to acknowledge Jesus' absolute rule. Verse 8, "Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with the drawn bow." That's pretty harsh words. Do you realize every time we pray that line from the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come," you realize we're praying this? When we pray that Jesus' kingdom comes, we're praying for the destruction of all kingdoms that are opposed to his. And we may not like the thought of this, but we live in a world that is not what it should be. So we should pray that King Jesus will either conquer the hearts of evil folks and convert them, or if they will not, and that our King will bring them to an end, and bring to an end all the terror that they bring. And Psalm 21 ends with verse 13. It's a prayer request. "Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might." We close by praying God will be exalted in his strength, which is a prayer that all things will be made right, and it will be very clear that this was God's doing and his alone, so that he gets all the glory. And we will then praise him for his might. You see, it's all about God's glory, in the victory of his King, and in the rescue of us. So let's meditate on Psalm 21 today. First, looking back and thanking God for the particular victories He has provided in King Jesus. Then, let us remember how we remain wrapped up in God's love, even as trials come today. And lastly, let's look forward and pray that the kingdom of Christ will come. Remember who you are and who you belong to.